This is KTOO Public Media's Juneau Afternoon. Our next guests are with the Alaska Committee, and they're here to invite us to Wednesday night's community welcome reception for the legislature at Centennial Hall. Wayne Jensen and Metcalf, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Nice to have you here. Wayne Jensen, board chair of the Alaska Committee, and Metcalf, you are the chair of this, organizer for this event on Wednesday, right?
Yes.
I guess, Wayne, should we start with you and just talking a little bit about the Alaska Committee and what it's all about?
The Alaska Committee was formed in 1995, and it was formed as to make Juneau a better capital city. And our mission is to enhance Juneau as Alaska's capital city. It's an opportunity for us to really focus on, you know, how we can be a better capital city, and instead of being, you know, defensive, how we can be a better, you know, be more responsive to the people around the state, and really take being a capital city seriously.
How long have you personally been a part of it?
I've been a member of the board for 10 or so years.
All right. So we have this community welcome reception. What are a few other examples of things you've done for Juneau we
might
recognize?
Well, one of the big things we did was pioneer Gavel, Alaska, which is, you know, one of the big things that was done, I think, about the same time that we started in the 90s. That's been very successful. It brings the activities of the Capitol and the legislature to virtually every household throughout the state. So that's really a very important thing. And I think one of the biggest things in our communications and outreach for the capital city to the constituents around the state.
And in case somebody just listens to the radio, Gavel, Alaska, tell us what it is.
Oh, Gavel, Alaska is the essentially it's C-SPAN on a local scale, a statewide scale. It broadcasts activities of the legislature, the executive branch, and the judicial branch throughout the year on designated channel, television channel, and it was founded on a sort of an experiment in the early 90s, mid-90s, and it's become a very, very successful way for the capital city to provide an outreach to all those constituents around the state.
That's right, 360 North and 360north.org, able to watch the goings-on, as you say, at any time. All right. And I'm sure there are many more examples, but among them is the community welcome reception. And Anne, you were saying that this has been happening since about the time you started as well in 95?
Yes. I mean, I've been on the Alaska Committee maybe 5 years, give or take. And yes, it's been going on. This is our 34th annual. People look forward to it, I think, up on the Hill. And it's Juneau's chance really to everyone's invited. It's open to the public, no tickets, to come meet, greet, and welcome the legislature, the new administration. We invite, we get assistance from the City and Borough of Juneau and the Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Business Association, Travel Juneau, Juneau Economic Development Council, and together this volunteer group basically invites all our elected officials and state government, federal government, and it's our chance to both welcome them and meet them in person. And I don't think you could do that in any other state.
I don't think so either. And it really is an opportunity for all the community, the people in Juneau, you know, to show up and welcome, you know, these people to this capital city. And they provide a really good service. And we want to, you know, make sure that we're welcoming.
And again, this is 5 to 6:30 this Wednesday at Centennial Hall. You said there will be some food and drinks.
Mm-hmm. It's catered. Breeze Inn is catering this year. We kind of rotate that around the caterers in Juneau. It's in the main hall. One thing that we do every year is we solicit gift basket donations from local businesses and sponsorship. So the entire event is paid for by local business who, you know, get a thank you at the event. But then we give these baskets of goodies and coupons and so forth to each legislator and their staff. And they look forward to it every year, getting that. And it's a great chance for them to, you know, get that warm welcome from Juneau.
Who do you think we can expect on Wednesday?
Well, we usually get 800 to 1,000 people. So
we get a crowd. Most of the legislators either attend in person or send a staffer. We do know the governor and his wife are coming. Most of the assembly members come. So it, you know, it's people look forward to it basically, and we do know that the state of the state is not. Sometimes that conflicts with this event, but it won't this year. So we're expecting a great turnout. Also this year, we have a group of young musicians from Floyd Dryden Middle School who will be performing in the lobby. Hoping to recognize them, too, for that effort.
I was just thinking, when you visit another city and having the city's residents come out to welcome you probably would feel pretty good.
I would hope so.
We hope so. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Thinking of the Alaska Committee in general, about how many of you are there, and if somebody wants to contribute to that, how could they do that?
The board of directors is 22 people, so it's a fairly large board of directors. We do have opportunities, to help out. We staff the state fairs every year, and there's opportunities for people to help with that. There's opportunities, possibly with this at times. And they come and go as different opportunities show up. But, if you wanted to – our meetings are open to the public. We meet typically the second Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock at the JEDC conference room. We have an annual meeting coming up on the 26th at 9 a.m. at the airport, at the Alaska Room in the airport. And that's an open meeting too. And we encourage people to come out and just see what the Alaska Committee does and see if they have an interest in helping out.
Beyond opportunities like that or this community welcome reception, any other advice for us as Junoites, ways we can make our legislators welcome?
Invite your legislator to dinner.
Seriously.
I mean, that's something
that's
we're
really
doing as a committee, just to welcome them. I mean, I live across the street from several in the legislative housing units, and we plan to do that just as a sort of a welcome wagon thing. I mean, it is truly community service, and it's a hard thing for the non-local representatives to come to Juneau and provide that service.
All right. I found you pretty easily on the web, alaskacommittee.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the meantime, you can meet our legislators and their staff this Wednesday night, 5 to 6:30 at Centennial Hall, the Community Welcome Reception in Metcalf. Wayne Jensen, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything that we're missing, anything you'd like to add?
I think we covered it.
All right. We'll see you on Wednesday night.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. To be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old U.S. of A's.